power of nature.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Always right at the top, we tee it up with Talk Radio News. Joining us now on the streets of Washington, D.C., Ellen Ratner from Talk Radio News. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
I'm doing just great, walking the streets of Washington, D.C. as we speak.
You know, I have to tell you this. Every one of your people that came on with me before I went to D.C., I said, please do something to keep the cherry blossoms there. And guess what? I got off the plane 10 o'clock in the morning a couple of weeks ago and made it in time to see the cherry blossoms. What a sight that was.
You've never seen them before?
Never. Never.
I actually got up. The only time to really see them is to get up at like 5:30 in the morning because then there aren't humongous crowds.
Yeah.
That's right.
Good for you. Yeah, it's very, very cool, I have to say. What was very uncool was the remarks that were made by Hillary Rosen when she was on CNN. And, of course, now she's apologizing, talking about Ann Romney and really what would she know about working because she's a stay-at-home mom, pretty much, loosely translated. And, of course, it's been a big brouhaha and exploded all over the place. What did Jay Carney say today at the White House?
Well, I mean, he didn't really want to deal with it. He just said what the president was doing in terms of his relationships with women and how good the president was in terms of jobs for women, et cetera. But then he was asked by a press person about the 35 times the Waves record show Hillary Rosen entering
Rosen
the White House. And his response was, you know, knew three people by the name of Hillary Rosen. And and people were just shocked. He said, well, I don't know which one it was.
Oh, that's bad. It's tough
really
to bounce
bad.
Back from that. Luckily, he's day-to-day, and so you move on to the next day and then go through the weekend, and you're back again for some more. I don't think this is going to die down, though, because the Romneys are smart, the people around them, to run with this and hammer home, wow, how could he say that about working women? And that's all anyone's talking about. Basically, Rosen served it up on a silver platter. I don't think she realized what she did when she threw this grenade out there, do you?
No, I've known Hillary for a very long period of time, and no, I don't think she realized it.
Nuh-uh. Let's move to what's going on in North Korea, and what's going on with the rocket that breaks up in that North Korea launch and the White House's reaction to it, because that's what everybody's waiting to hear.
That's right. Well, basically, the White House is, it broke up. The White House will make a statement. As of the time I'm talking to you, no statement has been made. But earlier today, Carney did say that this White House really had to, was very concerned about this, and they were going to issue some kind of statement in words if they sent off the rocket.
All right, so we'll see if there's anything
some
else.
Kind of warning. But frankly, honestly, China, first of all, the question I was going to ask today at the White House, but he didn't call on me because he preferred answering questions by Hillary Rosen. But the question I was going to ask was about the fact that there are essentially concentration camps there. And why aren't we, why are we even aiding or dealing with a country? And why aren't we trying to put some stop to the concentration camps?
Yeah, that's a good question. Exactly. That you would think the humanitarian side would be very big on the list.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Good question. Too bad you didn't get it in there. I'm surprised by that. But like you said, the focus was all on other stuff.
Yeah, the focus was, well, he didn't know what I was going to ask, but that's where the focus has been.
Yeah. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News. Have a great weekend. And thanks, as always, for joining us. All right, so coming up here on ATM, we're going to continue a little bit of what we talked about with Ellen when it comes to the big blunder by Hillary Rosen what an idiot. So a top Democratic strategist and a CNN contributor, she's on all the time, had to apologize. This is what we do. We apologize after we say what we really think. And that's what she did. She said what she thought. And now it is blown up in the face of the Democrats, and everybody is waging war on stay-at-home moms, whether or not Hillary Rosen nailed it. I actually read a blog today where somebody had said, and it was a mom blog, that this was a working mom, said that Hillary Rosen was correct in what she said. She's saying that, and of course she's being criticized mostly for her choice of saying that Ann Romney wouldn't know much about the economy because of the fact that she's never worked. She never worked a day in her life. And I think what Rosen was trying to do was push that agenda of, whoa, the Romneys, hey, they're privileged. What do they know about regular life? And she got caught up in it. But regardless, who cares? What a huge faux pas. And there's a lot of ripples across the country as a result of that. We're going to let you hear what some people had to say coming up in our next segment, and Jay Carney. So the man on the street, what do they think? And Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, which is who we just talked about there, what he actually said when Ellen was sitting there listening with the rest of the press corps for the day, and most of the focus, as she said, was on the remarks. Even President Obama had a comment on it, and of course he said that they were ill-advised and said, you know, there's no tougher job than being a mom, and what I think about what my wife has had to do, when I think about my own mom, a single mother raising me and my sister, that's work. He had to turn it around. The people around him had to turn around her firestorm by addressing it head on, because that's all anybody wanted to talk about. And then Ann Romney herself was on a couple of shows and said, and she was pretty gracious about it, actually. She didn't go for the hammer and just lay the hammer down, but that's not really her style. And she did say that, you know, five boys who were sometimes misbehaving, and then the grandchildren afterwards, it was definitely a lot of work. So she just, her words were ill-advised, like the president said, ill-advised, definitely. And it's interesting because Rosen has twins with an ex-partner, and she's a lesbian. Elizabeth Birch is her ex-partner, and so she got into this, she went down this path, like I said, where she got caught up into the whole, I think, trying to say that the Romneys couldn't relate to most people. So we'll let you hear more of that and go into what the reverb is across the country. I mean, it's a question that's worth asking these first ladies sometimes, some of the nonsense that comes out of the mouths of other people when they're really trying to go for the jugular, then they sort of take it back. This isn't news. Remember what happened, I mean, this isn't anything new. Remember what happened with Laura Bush when basically, who was it that called her a librarian? I think even it was Hillary Clinton at one point. So, oh, she was a librarian. What does she know? She didn't say what does she know, but she was a librarian. I think that's the idea sometimes with the Democrats. They try to put the Republicans as they're wealthy. What do they know? Stay-at-home moms, a librarian. How can they possibly relate to what everybody else has to go through? Hang with us. We've only just begun. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
Yes, I waited. I have everything organized, but I had to wait because, as you know, we were in Washington with the whole Supreme Court thing and the health care challenge and then a few other things that set up a roadblock, let's say, for me, unless I had done it maybe back in the very beginning of January, but then I didn't have all my forms. So you might be in the same situation. Remember, taxes are due on Tuesday, April 17th. Mark Stieber joins us now. He is the chief tax officer at the Jackson Hewitt Tax Service Company. A huge, you know, you see their commercials all the time. Do I need to tell you who Hewitt Tax Service is? Of course, Jackson Hewitt. I don't have to tell you that. You see all the spots. They have franchises all over the place. 6,500, something like that anyway. So for 26 years, Mark has dealt with taxes. He's got all that knowledge of the state tax codes, the federal codes. And if you're the chief guy, that means that you got to be responsible for all kinds of things for the company, and including probably, and I'm pretty sure of this, being the bridge or the liaison with the IRS. Mark, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Good to be here, Kate. Thanks for having me.
As I said, you are the liaison with the IRS, so you have a good relationship with them.
I like to think so. They're really good folks over there, and there's a lot of them with about 100,000 employees, and they're doing America's good work. So, you know, they sometimes take a bit of a bad rap, but we'll talk a little bit about it, some of these topics this evening. You know, they're there to help. They're there to provide information. They're there to provide clarification. You know, they have a daunting task to serve 145 million people, but they're working a lot more with taxpayers these days who run into difficulties, who can't pay or need more time. But if you try to skirt the rules, they're there too. So, you know, but they serve a big purpose in our government. So
yeah, so that's the big thing. I'm glad you said that. I've said this before. People, that's what people do sometimes. They think, oh, I don't want to deal with them. I can't deal with it. And I'm going to just try to figure out a way to not have to pay or not have to deal with the IRS.
I'll put it off till later. We see it every day. You're exactly right. That's a dangerous thing to do.
Yeah, I agree with you. So what are some of the things that people should be aware of maybe this time around? I know that's a very big, broad umbrella question.
Yeah,
but if you were to narrow it down, what would you say?
Well, you know, 2011, tax year 2011, the returns that people are doing right now was a good year for taxpayers, right? There were not a lot of changes, so it's a lot like it was last year. So from that perspective, you know, you can use your prior year tax return as a good roadmap for your preparation activities this year if you haven't already gotten to it. So one of the first things I tell people is, you know, locate your records. You're supposed to be getting W-2s and your 1099s all back in January, and so now one of the dangers is that's been a few months. So to your point, you might have been waiting on a few more documents, but you darn well should ought to have them all by now. So finding them is the first step, and the other one you need is the prior year tax return. I always ask clients to bring in your prior return. And as I say, the 2011 year, not a lot of changes, but still a lot to know about. But, you know, locate your records, and, you know, as you said to start with, you got about 5 days left, so, you know, now's the time to start acting. You know, as time has run out, one of the things I'm telling people right now is do not rush. Do not over, you know, get concerned about it and overlook benefits and leave something off your tax return that could have improved your situation or increased your refund. So in your hurry to get it done in these last few days or over this weekend, you know, don't leave something off. And so take a little bit more time and realize you've got time, whether you do it yourself or you hire a pro, and make sure you get every benefit you can, because there's a lot to know about, even with my comment that there's not been a lot of changes. You know, even without changes, there's hundreds of deductions and thousands of benefits and lots to know, and the price of fairness is complexity in our code, but that's usually a good thing for most taxpayers.
What about the idea of filing an extension? Does that raise a red flag or no?
No, there's no red flag to it, but what I'll say, and keying off of some of your comments earlier, an extension is not an extension of time to pay the money that you owe. It's simply an extension of time to file your paperwork. So what many people, you know, seemingly think is, well, I don't have all the cash I need right now, or I'm scared I'm going to owe, so I'll just extend it out, get some free get-out-of-jail card, you know, until October. Well, that's not how the law works. You have to pay all of your tax due, or at least 90% of it in by midnight on the 17th, or you run the risk of penalties for late payment, failure to file, you know, late filing, and a host of other things. So I guess my point would be you need to get at least a good faith and pretty darn accurate, you know, computation of your federal and your state taxes by the 17th, and you need to send that in. Otherwise, all bets are off on what type of risk and exposure you have. So an extension, and most of the customers that come into Jackson Hewitt seem to think, is, well, you know, I'm going to extend, but by the time we work up the numbers and, you know, get all the data, they've got generally enough stuff to file their tax return. So extensions have a place, to be sure, you know, if you're missing some important document, a K-1. But for many taxpayers, they may think extension, but what they really, you know, need to do is know they've got to pay their taxes, and by the time they get all that worked up, they're ready to file. And the good news is about 75% of all taxpayers do get a refund, and a smaller majority or minority, you know, 25% don't. But, you know, for the vast, population of Americans, they get a nice refund, and it's been averaging about $3,000, and it's certainly seeming to be holding that way this year. So, you know, go ahead and get it filed and see if you're getting a refund.
What's the biggest thing do you think that people miss? Like you said, there's so many deductions that you could take. What's the one that people don't take advantage of?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and I'll tell you, Kate, you know, we see a lot of things. You know, we on our website, we list our top 50 overlooked deductions and about a dozen credits that we survey from our franchise owners and our preparers and our network to see what they find that people say, gosh, I didn't know that. But the thing that I tell you I see most often are not those overlooked education credits for themselves or their spouse or dependent, and they're not the, you know, energy credits or charitable deductions. Those are pretty normal, and you can get checklists from a dozen different websites or IRS.gov and get those. The thing that I find most people tend to overlook, because it's not all contained in a checklist or on some packaged software, have to do with people's life changes. And by life changes, I'm talking broader than simply getting married or having a child or getting divorced. Those life changes, of course, have tax return implications, but those are kind of obvious. In these last couple of years, as the economy's continued to struggle and people's lives have been impacted, you know, I think things like taking care of a dependent parent or a boomerang dependent child that moves back in, or, you know, going back to school for yourself or a spouse, or starting your own business on the side, you know, either full-time or part-time to take, you know, some of the, you know, displaced work that you might have lost. All of those have significant tax implications and generally very favorable implications, but they're not the same as that charitable deduction or some of those others. So when you're doing your get ready prep work this year for yourself or for your professional, take a moment to reflect back on your year. And if you had some significant events that you might not think are, you know, immediately tax impacted, you might jot those down as part of your data gathering practice and mention those to your preparer, because they sometimes may lead you to a big benefit, like the dependent parent that I mentioned, where we're quite surprised at how many people are taking care of a parent now, whether they live with them or not. And that generally creates some really nice tax deductions that might otherwise go unused, and there's no real backstop for someone to catch that. Package software doesn't always catch it either, but it's something that can generate a big benefit on a tax return.
Now, do you find, I said, you have so many offices, over 6,500 franchises and 2,000 locations. I mean, this is pretty much a layup question, but are we not a nation of procrastinators? You guys are jammed now, aren't you?
Well, no, you'd be surprised, actually. It's a funny cycle, the whole tax return thing. Everybody thinks it's April 15th, and then you're right, it is two extra days this year to the 17th. But, you know, it really is rather spread out, kind of spiky. You know, 20 or 30 or 40 million people file in that first 4 weeks, you know, right there at the end of January when they get their documents, you know, for a reason that's very simple, as I mentioned, 7 out of 10 taxpayers get a refund. So there's a full, you know, third to, you know, a large percentage of the taxpayers that file right up front. They want their money, they file, they've done it historically. Then for the next couple of 3 or 4 weeks, you know, through the latter half of February and much of March, you have a normal flow, you know, 10 or 20 or 30 million people file during that period. And then again, you're right, it spikes up again towards the end with 20 or 30 million people filing in these last 2 weeks. But it's not of the 150 million taxpayers that file, it's not all jammed at the end. It's ratably spread, kind of spiky, but, you know, it's not as end, you know, based as you might otherwise think. A lot of folks file early, and as I say, it's pretty simple. They want that money, and, you know, it's pretty easy to get your tax return filed these days between the professionals, as you say, technologies out there, the software is available, you know, a lot of great, you know, information resources free or low priced. So it's an earlier season thing than it historically was back 20 years ago, but there's still quite a few people. There'll be 20 or 30 million people file over these next 5 days.
Absolutely. Reflect. That is the best thing you said. It was terrific talking to you, Mark Stieber, Chief Tax Officer at the Jackson Hewitt Tax Services, industry-wide provider. Oh, they are big time, and he was great. Thanks so much, Mark.
All right, Kate. You have a good evening.
You too. Coming up on the flip side, we're talking about women and staying at home.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Raising five children has got to be one of the most difficult jobs in the world to try to synchronize a life like that.
I think that any woman who decides to stay at home and is fortunate enough to stay at home and raise their kids basically is the CEO of the house, and that's a good enough job and honorable enough job for anyone.
Raising five kids is like a job. I mean, it's not like she's staying at home doing nothing. It's a lot of work to maintain a house to for kids. So, I mean, for people to say that they didn't have a job when they did, that's kind of insulting for me.
Sweet manna from heaven, delivered by Hillary Rosen just the other day. I told you this would explode. She tossed a grenade into the fray, into the conversation about women who stay at home, and everybody has a comment, including Barbara Bush, the former first lady, who says, hey, it's not easy staying at home, lady. So all comers on this one. If you want to throw in your two cents on does this have legs and will it help Mitt Romney, please do. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. I don't have any kids yet, but I have spent time with my nephew. When I was working in New York, I would have my nephew during the day from the time he was 2 months old, so I feel like I had a big hand in raising him. And let me tell you, it was wee exhausting. It was very, very exhausting. It was awesome. I mean, it was an incredible experience. And to this day, we are so close. He's 10 years old now. But it really is exhausting with everything that you have to do. And that was one. Sometimes I would have some of the cousins, some of the other children would be with me. But I got a real taste of that. And anybody, and men included, who know, because there are certainly men who stay home, who have a hand in raising kids, you know what it's like. You know, energy times 100, that's what it's like. And with a little boy, oh, I'll tell you what, it's a perfect diet plan, because how can you possibly pack on pounds when you're chasing kids all over the place? And it's true. High energy, lots of things that you're trying to do, trying to teach things, keeping the household together. But I think I'm preaching to the choir here. This is what I don't understand sometimes about women. Why do women wage war on each other? Like, I get that Hillary Rosen is a Democratic strategist and that she's going to answer plenty of things that deal with Mitt Romney or the Republicans, or, hey, they're supporting the rich, we're the party of the middle class, because, you know, that's how it's always set up to be. I get all that, but what a blunder on her part to just serve that up, like I said, on a silver platter, and think that you're not going to get massive blowback on it. You just heard those women there on the street being asked about it. Because immediately what people gravitate to is, she doesn't get it. Who is she? Well, that's nice for her to be commenting on television, but what does she know about raising kids and all those other things? And she does have some children. I mentioned this already at the top, that she's got some twins. And so she must know what that's like, but boy, was it ugly. And it was just, I think, a little glimpse into what we're going to see in the general election with Mitt Romney representing the Republicans and, of course, Obama going for re-election. The grenade tossing back and forth, the issues that immediately will take off. So she really screwed up. I guarantee the top dogs in the Democratic Party were not happy and were leaving her nasty messages, because when she's on CNN, she's pushing the Democratic agenda. Why Obama's so great? Why the Republicans are so lousy and a poor choice? That's what she does. She's a pundit. And she's supposed to pump up the Dems. And instead, she really took a nick out of President Obama and the Democrats. How long it lingers, I think it lingers through the weekend and maybe a little bit in the beginning of the week, but it's the first grenade that was tossed, and she tossed it. So White House spokesperson Jay Carney, who Ellen Ratner was talking about at the beginning of the show, that's all the focus was. You have North Korea and a rocket that didn't work. You have a whole bunch of other things going on. And what was the focus in the White House? It was all about women and working, and why did the Democrats think that, and is that the party line, and all the other stuff. So he went into a couple of different things, including he just sort of tried to skirt around the Rosen thing, and I guess it was trying to distance the president from the comments of Hillary Rosen by saying he couldn't confirm that she made 35 visits to the Obama White House and couldn't characterize how close she is to the administration. Because, see, that was the tie people were trying to make. How tight is she as a Democratic strategist with the White House? Here's a little bit of Jay Carney.
I think we can all agree, Democrats and Republicans, that raising children is an extremely difficult job. That is true for all mothers as well as fathers.
Yeah, and I said that because you certainly have plenty of men that are involved in child rearing. Even if they work and come home, there are moments when they're with the kids. They're involved in raising their children. And it is very difficult in these times. You know, as much as we advance as a species, as much as we advance, you think about how also things have gotten crazier. Time is precious. It's like when I just recently saw my nephew, and the most interesting thing he said to me is, because we had a family illness that we're dealing with, and I was supposed to take the show, and we were going to go to Florida for a week and be there for Philly spring training and some other things happening in Florida on the road to the convention and all that kind of stuff. So that switched plans around. And the very first thing, it just shows you how kids are, the very first thing he sees when he says to me, when he sees me, is, I thought, Marsh, we were going to spend some quality time together. Of course, I never use those words, quality time, but that's what kids think, because they only get small quantities of time, half the time, from their parents, because they're working. They have to fight through traffic to pick them up. You know, I don't have to go through the whole rigmarole of what life is these days in America, raising kids. There certainly is so many pros, a crazy amount of pros, but there are things that you deal with. And Rosen's comments were definitely more than ill-advised. And so the Democrats are taking a beating for it, probably last through the weekend, like I said, and maybe into the beginning of the week. Do you think in any way, and I heard this on some other talk show that I was listening to, actually a local talk show out of New York, that this is a glimpse into, and this is probably why those questions were about how many times Rosen had been to the White House, is this a glimpse into the way the Dems are thinking? Ah, that Ann Romney, she's just a dunce. Who cares? Portray her as some mom. She's just a mom. She's just a birther. She birthed all those kids. She had five kids. That's that whole thing. And I think that was part of the problem with what she said. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. I know I've gotten a ton of emails from you about the number. Why did we switch the number? We love the number. I wanted to switch the number. It's a great setup, and you will get used to it, my friends, just like I am getting used to it. I know Mark in New York, will probably never hear from him again because he's driving the trains, and I know he won't dare touch his iPhone. So we got to drill that number out there so more of you can remember it. Rick in Illinois remembered it. Even Dale in Illinois remembered it. 855-266-KATE or 855-266-5283. This is interesting because I was talking about numbers, and you know I like polls, and I have to tell you about these numbers. And maybe some of this has been building because now we've really essentially got two, unless something incredible happens with Newt Gingrich or Ron Paul that's unforeseen. Like, as was suggested by a caller, Ron Paul, does he run as an independent? But I don't think he'll do that. He asked, in fact, his minions of people, and there are many, to donate more money so he could keep going. So anyway, here's what's happened in a Fox News poll. In a presidential matchup now, this just came out, Romney would top Obama 46% to 44% if the election were today. One of the things that came out in the poll was 56% of the people that were polled, now this is Fox News, say that Obama tried to intimidate the court on health care. Remember the comments that he made about the Supremes? And then, of course, then that was another rollback. You know, they got, it's like, what is it, Kmart rolling back their prices? They got to keep rolling back their comments, the Democrats. This is two in the last 2 weeks, anyway. So Romney with a little bit of an edge. Now, the margin for error is so close that, according to the poll, the one thing it does show is they're a lot closer than I had heard from Republican strategists, what they were concerned about. So maybe I was all wet in that opinion. Maybe this is a lot closer, and I hope so, that this is a lot closer than I had originally thought. And a lot of this will be tied to health care. A lot of this will be tied to that. Because what does the court rule? Does health care, a.k.a. Obamacare, the law, it's been around for now 2 years, and so many other facets of it have to kick in. Do the Supremes uphold the constitutionality of it? or do they ditch the individual health mandate and, in fact, blow up the whole law? That's going to play heavy into this election. Hang with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Ultimately hit the target, but they did have liftoff. North Korea with a massive major blow as one of their rockets fails, crashes. Oh, yeah. Talk about being hyped, and it should be hyped. Here's the deal. We talked about this a tad at the beginning of the show, so let's bring it back around in our final turn. This is big stuff. North Korea admitted that the long-range rocket failed to deliver a satellite into orbit, while the South Koreans, and of course us, the U.S., said that it crashed into the sea a few minutes after launch, and that's a blow. Pyongyang has defied, absolutely, international pressure from the U.S., United Nations, and a host of other usual suspects to push ahead with the launch. That's time to celebrate, you got it, the 100th birthday of Kim Il-sung, the founder of the state, and to also they say, to coincide with the ascent to power of the grandson, Kim Jong-un. That's how it sounds like to me when they say it. Anyway, we thought this cat might be a little different, but, you know, you have to look. What is it, what Sun Tzu says about keeping your enemies close? So even China warned against launching the rocket, and South Korea says that North Korea, according to Reuters, because they're reporting some of this hands-on, close to the scene, that North Korea may be ready to follow it up with a nuclear test. And that's what they did, remember, back in 2009. So the Earth's observation satellite failed to enter its present orbit. That's what their little state-run TV reporter read, that scientists and experts are now looking into the cause of the failure. It's very unusual. When do you ever hear North Korea saying that they have failed? When? Especially with, since they control the media, they don't. See, as much as everyone wants to complain about our media here, at least it's not state-run, right? You don't have that buzz like in China. And this is a true story. In China, most of the people, what they, even though they, there is a taste of freedom, and some of the Chinese have money and they have jobs and all these other things, they have like these boxes that look like radios that are in their house, and you can hear the buzz in the back of their little propaganda that comes out. It's like, it would be like listening to talk radio, but only not voluntarily, and there's really not a whole lot of interaction back and forth. They're just telling you what's happening. Here's what's happening, like, constantly. It's, there's this hum in the back of your head that has to be going on. So anyway, the launch breached the terms of a deal that was struck by the U.S. and the United Nations sanctions. So there's going to be some, there's going to be a massive hit on this one. That's what there's going to be. There's got to be. I can't imagine. Even Jay Carney said when at the White House, the little bit that he talked about it, that despite the failure of the missile launch, North Korea's provocative action threatens regional security and violates international law and contravenes into its own commitments, which is true because that's what they said. So, and they're saying that they just wanted to put the rocket, you know, wanted to put a satellite into orbit, a weather satellite. But I don't know. Ballistic missile, anyone? Nuclear warhead? Oh, I'm so cynical. Could it hit the United States? That's what I think they're trying to do. I'm not saying he's trying to launch a nuke at the United States, trying to test what the reach ultimately is. And you think about this little truce there on the border since the 50s, early 50s, North Korea and South Korea, which some of you, when Ron Paul said we need to get out of the way, in some parts of the world where we are, we need to bail because we can't afford to do that. And I agree with some of that. But how much would you bail on that border there? How much would you, do you think that, since we've been there, the United States has so many soldiers there, how much would you try to move? Would you move an inch at all? I don't know that I would, especially with the new leader. I don't think I'd do that. I mean, it's the same regime essentially carrying on. But I still think it's too dicey. Although, how long do you stay there with this truce? We're here in the 38th parallel. We're waiting to see what's going to happen. Well, with this launch now, with this rocket launch thing, I think now more than ever, they're going to continue. The United States is just going to continue to do what we do and be vested there in that part of the world. And, of course, it's the gateway. I mean, you know, you're talking about Asia. And there's just no way we could bail on that. There's no way. And you think of our relationship with the Chinese, and you think of China's relationship with North Korea, which is worrisome. You know where all this is headed. So China has just dumped so much money-wise and aid of other sorts into North Korea. I would think that the Chinese would be very, very unhappy with this launch and the thought that there's more to it than meets the eye. Really? Weather? A weather satellite. That's what we were trying to do. All right, I'm going to segue into one other thing before we skedaddle, because I'm sorry, I just cannot get enough of my money, my hard-earned money, going to our bloated government agencies like the General Services Administration. I mean, it's just, how many videos did these people cut? Did they want a reality show, or were they trying to be the I don't know, the cheaper version of Jersey Shore? It's ridiculous. I mean, they said they had a jackass war. This is the latest that came. Every day it's a new saga. I think they just have to shut the GSA down and start again. Let's just start again. They gave out an award or awards called Jackass Awards. And basically, the awards would give them free meals, some of the employees free meals, in Las Vegas. Uh-huh. And so, how you got the award was for different things that you did, usually for how long you've been with the GSA. And they would end up giving that to you. Boy, they had some good times there. They went to the Palm Springs Riviera Resort. I've seen that when I was in Palm Springs. And the spa there, they had 120 interns and some 20 others. That's nice. A week-long conference there. Yeah, that's sweet digs. That's where they were. 2010 Las Vegas. I mean, yeah, we're not going to the old side of Vegas. We're not going to try to get a deal here. And more details about that whole thing keep coming up. But the Palm Springs deal at that hotel, anyway, they had they had food that costed $100 a person. They had prime rib and oysters. That is good living, man. If you can get a job like that. Anybody listening to my voice have a job where you got sweet deals, where you got to go off to Vegas for a week and eat prime rib and oysters? I don't think so. In fact, the private sector's cut back so much. You're lucky. I think I read somewhere today, you're lucky if you get a lunch break. They're in California, they're so strapped for cash, some people don't even get lunch. I thought that was against the law. How do you maneuver that? You got to work through as a working lunch. Keep on eating. Just keep on. You got to bring brown packet. You cannot leave the building. We cannot afford to have people go out for lunch. So, because we got to make money. Time is money. You got to sit here because it takes too long to get in and out of the building. So, wow. GSA, that was the part of the government that was the best place to work, apparently, because you had taxpayer-funded vacations. Sweet!